1037 The Buzz.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Tuesday, July 7th. Glad you're with us today. Christian Weaver back in the studio.
Hey, Christian.
Christian, are you down in the dumps with America losing last night, or are you just like, no big deal?
We made it about as far as I expected.
Okay.
I thought we should probably beat Belgium last night, but the vibes weren't great, and from the start we just didn't look good.
It was almost like Roger, the clock struck 12, right. And we just it was like, well, okay, it's back, yeah. Back to sort of, you know, what we
back
sort of,
to
like
normal,
you said,
America.
Back. We got to bring in Rick Schaefer. Raj, yesterday, I think the Drive Time Sports went a little political yesterday.
What?
I don't think Rick was expecting that. We'll find out. I wanted to talk to him today. Hopefully his voice is working. It was fading on him a little bit yesterday. He had some kind of issue, but let's bring him in now if we can there, Christian. Let's check on him.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick.
Hearing the William Tell overture to Lone Ranger, you know, your voice has to be stronger. A little bit of allergy at this time of year getting in my throat. I don't know. But anyway, made
Sounds
it through the show.
Me.
Yeah, thank you
yes.
very much. Made it through yesterday okay, so...
So
okay.
So I told Roger, I heard what you said. I thought, oh no. I said, Rick, here come the texting calls.
I was thinking about this morning, David. You know, no matter who the president
yes,
is,
that's right. It,
you
yeah.
can't brag on him because somebody didn't like him.
Yeah, or vice versa.
If Obama had been the president and I'd have bragged on him, people wouldn't have liked it. And if I bragged on Donald Trump, and I was bragging on him because I felt like he stood up for the American team.
Right,
And in the soccer world, that's a very unpopular thing to do because it's all European run. Mm-hmm. So that's all I was doing. And the first call was very supportive, and after that, it was mixed.
Downhill after
Wait,
that.
You're absolutely right. Rick.
What's funny? I don't care.
Well, the second call wasn't nice at all, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, if I could take a picture with any of them, from Trump to Biden, even Biden, any of them, I would take a picture with our president.
The funny thing, I told Roger, Rick, I said, I heard it when you said it. I thought, oh, I know what's coming. And so 30 minutes later, Rick, 30 minutes later, I'm getting out of my car, and I've been on my phone. I turn it back on. I hear when the caller goes, I'm not getting into the political stuff, Rick. Don't worry. I knew that had been a point of discussion.
You know what? Let me ask you this, Rick. After what I just made a comment about taking a picture with any of the presidents of the United States, and I would do that, but here's the deal. But I don't feel that same way about some of our past Razorback football coaches. If I saw them, I wouldn't care. If I president of the United States, I don't care which one it was, I'd go, dude, can I get a picture with you? If I saw, no disrespect,
If I saw
Chad Morris at Family Mark at the convenience store, I'd go, hey, kids, look, that's Razorback coach. And, I'd finish pumping. I'd still go to the, round it off to the nearest dollar and then get in my car and leave.
Yeah. I do want to ask you, Rick, about the passing of Bill Burnett. Still holds the touchdown record and really should have held too if it hadn't been for Alex Collins with that, breaking in, I guess, 2015.
Yeah.
Amazing he's had that record that long. And Coach Broyles would talk about the corkscrew, Bill Burnett would corkscrew into the end zone. But we talked about his legacy with FCA too, which I know you're very familiar with.
There would be no, for everybody that's ever worked for FCA in Arkansas, and I did for 3 years, we all have Bill Burnett to thank. because as we shared on the show yesterday, and you may have brought this up, at the time Bill was at Arkansas, FCA was a national, had a national headquarters in Kansas City. They had no state headquarters anywhere. It was all the national headquarters, and then, wow. I don't know how everything was distributed. That's way before my time. But Bill, with the aid of H.D. McCarty, who was a pastor in Northwest Arkansas, and Frank Broyles, who is in the FCA Hall of Fame, those three basically went to Kansas City and said, if we raise the support, can we have a state office? And they said, you raise the support, and yes. And that was the start, because now they're everywhere. Not just Arkansas, they're everywhere. And Bill went around the state, got the support, and a man of deep Christian conviction. There's no telling how many people's lives changed because they heard the gospel from Bill Burnett. And so just a great guy. And then he did that for years. Then he came, I don't know exactly what you would call the field, kind of a Christian psychologist, I guess. He had, a psychology degree. He was very insightful in human behavior. And he did that for a while. And then after he retired from that, he came back and went to work for FCA again. Unfortunately, I guess all those dives over the pile did the damage. And his wife, Linda, who was faithful by his side all the way, basically said she thought he had CTE, which you can't test for until the person actually dies.
Right.
And that led to Alzheimer's over the last year. Those who visited him frequently said, there were days where he remembered everything and there were days where he remembered nothing. And I guess that's how Alzheimer's works. But sad to think, and for those of us who grew up watching Razorback football in the 60s, Bill Burnett was the epitome of greatness. Now, we think of Bill Montgomery, who was the quarterback at the time, and I can just see him cool and calm with tacklers all around him and just waiting for the open receiver and throwing it and getting hit right after he threw it. And I can think of Bruce Maxwell bullying his way between the tackles. You think of some of the great defensive players of that era, Dick Bumpus, Rick Kersey, Cliff Powell. But the guy who, when you got to the goal line, you gave it to Bill Burnett and he scored.
He sure did. He was a lock. And, again, he could have, if not for the injuries, he would have.
He'd have a record that might not be a
National record, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to – Roger just showed me a picture, and it reminded me. Oh. You can – Rick, you're the guy that could probably talk on this better than anybody. When it comes to brothers or families, that are players for the Razorbacks – he's got two other brothers. I'm not sure, there's a more productive combo of brothers, right? In Razorback history, there's several you can mention, but there's certainly three of the best, right?
Well, those three. Now, Tommy was,
tight end.
I'd say, an average receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby was a really good player and played in the pros for quite some time. I'm choking up again here a little bit. But you'd also have to throw Lloyd and Terrydon Phillips
sure.
in there, too.
You bet. Yeah, as a matter of fact, take you some water. I don't know if you saw it, Roger. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I think ESPN put the numbers, the most famous, most successful numbers in college football history. Number 70 was, just said his name, Rick.
Phillips?
Was
Lloyd Phillips?
He was the number 70.
Okay.
Yeah, and
wow.
Yeah. Which was deserving. Won a national championship. Was the Outland Trophy winner.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they gave the 5 to McFadden.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not Reggie.
I mentioned
Bush.
That
last week.
Right.
They gave it to McFadden.
Wow.
How
about that? Yeah, you might have mentioned that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's,
what are the odds of out of all those numbers, two of them being from Arkansas? Isn't that something?
Right.
And absolutely. I don't know who 12 was. But they could have given it to Clyde Scott. They could have given it to Steve Little because he was one of the greatest kickers of all time.
Well, if I had to guess, that was probably like a Joe Namath or,
That's right. He was 12.
Who knows?
You're right.
Yeah. Well, what was he, 12 in college? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
In college?
I think he was.
I don't know if they'd give it to Joe Namath.
What was Atwater's number in college? 23?
27.
I wonder who they gave 27 to.
I don't know.
Dan Hampton, was he 80? What was he? He was 99 for the Bears.
86.
That's right. Yep. We had him at 86, Billy Ray Smith at 87, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, was the three. It was LaDainian Tomlinson.
This is for number five.
Reggie Bush, Christian McCaffrey. D-Mac, and they gave it to D-Mac.
Interesting. Reggie Bush wins the Heisman, and they give it to
McFadden.
McFadden
should have.
I think, maybe because of the controversy with Reggie Bush, did they take it from him?
The Heisman?
Maybe that's ESPN feeling guilty for McFadden not winning because they were pushing, other people. So, and they should feel guilty about that. Anyway. That's interesting to know.
Yeah,
and Arkansas has had so many great players, but you think about the 60s, and Lloyd Phillips was in the first wave, and Bill Burnett was in the second wave. If you want to go back to a first wave, 60, 61, and 62, people like Billy Moore and others. And then when you talk about 64 to 66, Lloyd Phillips is right there, John Brittenham, we could name several others, and Bobby Burnett. But then Bill Burnett, Bill Montgomery, Chuck Dykus, well, we need to mention him because he was such a great receiver then. That was just an amazing decade. Arkansas won more football games than anybody except Texas and Alabama in that decade, and they won two fewer than those two. And in the 60s, they beat Texas twice when they were number one. So it was a. Unfortunately, that's been a long time ago, many of our listening audience weren't alive then, and so they never got to enjoy what we got to enjoy.
It's interesting that whole thought too. Here we are again, trying a new coach, trying to get out of this this sort of rut we're in. And you know what, Rick? Everybody's predicting us to be, last in the conference, no expectations. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we have been in a tough spot for quite a while. It's hard to get out of it in this league. The league's so darn tough. And money's so important. We were talking to Johnny Allison. I don't know if you know who that is, Rick, but he's a super successful businessman. He's got a great story. He's from Jonesboro, big supporter of Arkansas State. He was talking about Butch Jones will call him. He laughed about it. He said when he needs a player, he said, hey, he needs money. And Roger, we've heard Frank Fletcher say the same thing.
He sure did.
That's what college sports has turned into, Rick, where coaches are having to call business people. Hey, can you give me $500,000 to give this 19-year-old kid?
It's exactly right. Because with Johnny saying what he did, he's ASU's guy.
Yeah.
So Frank is UA's guy, and guess what? Hatcher is UALR's guy. But I mean, we know the connection
That's what happens.
They want to be.
They may want to be, and they're in a position where they have the resources to be.
Yes.
But it is an absurd system.
I'm with you.
When you say, I need $500,000 for a player, when $500,000 puts you in the upper 2% of all earners in America.
It's ridiculous.
Upper 2%. And when most Arkansans aren't anywhere near the upper 2%. Yeah. And so you're going to pay a football player at a college. If you're playing an NFL player, that's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
But you're going to pay a college athlete more than 90% of the people in your state making a year.
I know.
And yet you expect those in the 90% to buy the tickets and make the contributions to watch this guy. I'm not just talking about in Arkansas. It's all over America.
I know.
You know what it takes to be in the upper 1%? Of wage earners in America, it's something like 700,000. I looked at it a year ago, and it was 685,000. So I'm going to guess it's up. You don't even have to make $1 million to be in the upper 1%. And yet, if you're an SEC quarterback, you're probably going to make $1 million or more. That is totally absurd.
I know.
And yet the system's not going to change. The point is, how many times are the boosters at these schools going to keep taking those calls?
I know.
And how many times can they write checks for $500,000? Even wealthy people are not. I mean, the Waltons, they're in a different stratosphere. Yeah. But even wealthy people, let's say you're worth $5 or $10 million, how many checks for $500,000 can you write? Not that many.
Yeah.
So it's a and so yeah. then they expect the common person. Hey, can you give us $1,000? If you've been giving us $1,000, can you give us $1,500? Been giving us $1,500, can you give us? Well, how about going up to $5,000? And how long is that going to persist? The one thing I know, it's a different era, and you played when Frank Broyles was the athletic director. I worked for him for 24 years. his attitude was he wanted to do everything he could to keep be competitive. And if a coach needed it to be competitive, he got it. But he never wanted to fleece the people of Arkansas. Yeah. In other words, take money just to take money. And you know, and again, it's that way all of college athletics. Arkansas is not the only school facing this.
Yeah. No, it what makes it tough, too, Rick, is it because of this system now, like you said, you're really behind the eight ball because you got these schools like Texas and A&M and Georgia. They all got more money. And so if that's what this has turned into, it's just almost impossible to keep up. So it's just although I'll go, Indiana somehow showed that, you know, you can do it. They did give a blueprint to go, hey, you can be the worst within, and then a year later, 2 years later, you win a national championship. It's the craziest thing ever.
They also had a rather wealthy billionaire who helped them a little bit. So let's not think they didn't have any money to spend for football. And because they won, they now have a lot more.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So that's the way it works. Hey,
are you hosting? Is Randy out all this week?
No, Randy's going to be back today and Wednesday. He's had a family, I don't know how to describe it, but nonetheless, he's going to be out on Thursday because of that, but he'll be back tonight.
All right, well, rest that voice, Rick. Stay away from politics.
Well, you know what the funny thing is, and I hear the music playing.
Yeah.
We probably won't talk about soccer for another 4 years on the show.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Seriously. We built up to this big event. United States lost. Does anybody in Arkansas, not many cared anyway, but now that the U.S. is out, does anybody care who wins?
No.
No.
I think it was fun while it lasted.
It was our thing.
Yeah, it gave us something to focus on.
Now I'm going to go home and cut the grass and not think anything about it. And that's it. It's a done deal.
And you won't be painting soccer lines on your front yard either, will you?
No, that's right. Thanks, Rick.
I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick every week. We mentioned Steve Edwards Sr. today, so appreciate those guys and all the folks at Edwards Food Giant.
We saw headquarters last week.
Over in Marianna, that's right. All right, Rick, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, guys.
See you, buddy. All right, we'll come back. We'll visit with some of our singing troopers. That put on the show last night.
The singing trooper troop.
We can see. Well, we can get them to play a Family Feud too, right?
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Don't go away. It is 8:25 here on Morning Mayhem.
Drive Time Sports back to Searcy this Thursday for the Sonic Air Raid 7-on-7 tournament. Live from Hardy University, presented by Double B's.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Spain advanced to the quarterfinal by beating Portugal 1-0. The only goal coming from Mikel Merino in the first minute of the second half stoppage time. For Spain, this is their first appearance in the quarterfinal since 2010 when they won the World Cup. For Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo announced yesterday this would be his last World Cup. Then the United States' run in the World Cup came to an end as they lost to Belgium 4-1. America was dominated from pretty much start to finish. Charles de Catuara had two goals in the game and assisted on another. Fuller and Balogun, who controversially was allowed to play, barely touched the ball the entire game. Belgium and Spain will play on Friday. Today in the World Cup, Argentina and Egypt will play at 11, while Switzerland and Colombia will face off at 3. Both of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning, but it will become partly cloudy to mostly cloudy this afternoon as more rain and thunderstorms develop. It'll get up to 91 degrees, then the showers and thunderstorms start. It'll cool off a little bit, but of course, those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. We might even have another severe thunderstorm. Tonight, it'll become mostly clear with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it's 8:28. Guys, put on some of those headsets or just shift them around. You use the mic, Cody, and we'll see. Let's test this thing out. Well, I'll give you guys a chance to. Cody, say something in that mic. Turn that mic on. Is it on? Now say something. No, Raj?
Is it still working?
No, let's see here. Are we all plugged in here? It is 8.
No, so it's not plugged up right here.
Where is
it? Well, this should be right there. Yeah.
That's not it.
Didn't let on? Is there a.
He said he's got it on.
There's not a on-off button?
Huh.
We'll try it again. Hold on.
Boom, boom, boom. 8:28. Let's try it one more time. If not, we'll switch with Mike. There's nothing at all on there. We'll switch over. Before we go to Chuck Gatlin. Before we go to Chuck. Wow, goodness. Now say it's present. Nope. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Good Lord. Before we go to Chuck Gatlin, I wanted to introduce a couple of the troopers who last night put on a show. Very impressive. Captain Cody Williams and Sergeant Nick Brown. And Cody spelled with a T, C-O-T-Y. Let's see, pull that mic up to you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got you. Now we got to say something there, Nick.
Morning.
Yeah, I got you. You guys put on a show last night, a performance for the ages. I mean, you know, Mike had told me that, hey, listen, last week we did this and these guys played. And I said, well, they said they're probably going to come again. I said, well, Roger loves singing along. He's got some pipes. Y'all saw great.
Y'all saw the pipes.
Yeah. But y'all put on an epic performance till wee hours in the morning last night.
We did.
And I surprised your voice.
We stayed up to the wee hours. Maybe not an epic performance, but it was wee hours.
Cody, you got a band.
Yes, sir.
And it's called Whiskey Tour?
Whiskey Halo.
Whiskey Halo.
Yes, sir.
How long you been doing that?
We've been doing that 4 years.
Wow.
Having a great time.
Which is easier?
Hitting the festivals in the summer.
Which is easier, being a state trooper or doing your own band?
Band for sure. It's not close.
Well, I said last night, and I'm thinking about it, I'm getting fired up, is that I'm gonna start calling nationally around all the other state troopers in the country, and we're going to do Trooper Idol. And we're going to see which state has the best singing state troopers. You two are out there. I mean, you guys can carry a tune.
Thank you. That's kind of.
Yeah. Do you write your own stuff?
A little bit. Yeah. I've got a few songs.
Wow.
Nick's got some great songs too. He's a lot better than I am.
You covered Prince last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, it's not easy to cover Prince. I mean, what was this? Which Prince song was it?
Purple Rain.
I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah. Have you always enjoyed singing and playing?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, you can't do what you did last night unless you really put some time and effort into it.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a little time.
Yeah. Now, you're a Camden guy, Nick.
I am.
Played football back in the day. Had some great players we talked about yesterday. Came out of the Camden area.
Yes, sir.
You were a stud. And you're out of
Ate at the White House.
Ate at the White House Cafe. Yeah. And then, Cody, you're out of Calico Rock.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And
Trout Country.
And how long have you both been troopers now? How many years?
I'm in my 21st year.
21st?
Yeah, 20.
20. Wow. Yeah. I got to say, this is you know, what you did last night, this is a perfect place to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is what a great environment, you know. Yeah. I heard Colonel Hager singing a little bit. Yeah. He and Cody Highland went over there carrying some tunes. Said, look at there. And Roger was there for a while.
I threw it. Listen, I don't. I'm a radio guy. I'm embarrassed to get up and sing it because I black out. I have no idea. But then,
but
you once
sang so great last night. Roger.
Then it just happens. Yeah. You know, yeah. We went from gospel. We sang some Gatlin. Then we went. Tunes with Sinatra.
Yeah, that was
we did it all. We ran it. He's doing Prince, writing his own stuff. You're coming out with some Haggard, and I'm thinking this right. This is what makes America great.
What is your favorite? If you had one song to get up and knock it out, just if you had 10,000.
Burning Love.
That's right. Burning Love is our new favorite.
Elvis, if you have your one song that people go, wow, when they hear that, they go, man, that's unreal, that you had to just play in front of 10,000.
Let's hire them again.
I'd say House of the Rising Sun.
Oh.
That's by The Animals.
Yeah. Now, listen, that's a classic.
Wow. It's a great song.
I would never thought from a guy who, good at vocals would pick that song in my mind.
Did you say Vince Gill last night?
My favorite, man.
What is yours favorite, Nick?
I'm Neon Moon.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I think we requested that last night, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that one.
We're gonna visit.
I was trying to sleep.
We're gonna visit some more.
You're smarter than the rest of them.
No.
And we're gonna see if you guys can play a little Family Feud. Christian, is Chuck there yet?
He is. He's right here.
You dang right.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Chucky Chuck. How are you?
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
What's up, boy?
So, Chuck now, guys. Chuck plays drums in a band, his band.
It's called Southern Grey.
Randy, we ain't got no band.
He plays. What do you do? You play what now? Music with J.D. Shelnut? What?
I play cards with J.D. Shelnut, chief of police.
That's what I did last night, Chuck. Get on the mic a little bit more. You're a little light. What is the name of your band?
Okay.
What is the name of your band, Chuck?
Southern Frayed.
You got to open for Ukulele Man?
Yeah. And you
maybe.
And you can see us one week from Friday.
I'm going to be the Ukulele Man, Christian, okay? I'm going to be the ukulele man. That's right. Chuck said it'd be great. Chuck was all on my side. Christian, my buddy over here goes, what
are
you doing?
I'm not making fun of him.
Chuck,
I'm just asking.
Christian can laugh.
You're mocking.
There are a lot of folks out there that are doing
ukulele's
cool. Gigs.
Cody last night said that's what he started on.
That's right.
He carries a gun, boys. Don't say it.
What?
Don't do it. Because it's not going to be nice.
So I want these guys to play Family Feud with us, Chuck. So let's take care of some of the station business first, if you will. Let's get his open if we can, guys.
Please get his open.
Justin Morris, the Michael Jordan of Family Feud. Then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard.
Brought to you by nobody.
I forgot my sign.
Arkansas State Police.
Don't do nothing. Won't be nothing.
As for Leslie Griffin, she can take care of getting this sponsorship for you.
There you go.
Go ahead. Yeah.
big news, of course, next weekend is the big, great Arkansas Beer Fest / Rock City Margarita Festival happening at the State House Convention Center. It's going to be happening from 5 until 8. Again, it's Saturday, July 18th. Is presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, along with Tito's Handmade Vodka. So go get your tickets. There's a link at our website, 1037thebuzz.com, for those tickets. You can also go to stubs.net and get those tickets there. So you guys hanging out with the state police this morning, that's awesome.
Yes.
And then Roger.
Love it.
Roger, you doing your trivia tonight over at Boudreaux's already?
No, Boudreaux's, no trivia tonight. No trivia tonight at Boudreaux's. Thank you for asking, Chuck. Yeah. No trivia tonight at Boudreaux's. I appreciate that.
Well, I hate to hear that.
No, I appreciate that. But no,
I was planning on coming.
Yeah, I was going to come too.
Two words. You suck. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Yeah.
It's not often I get a Tuesday night free, but tonight that was going to be that.
Really? And the babysitter, why not?
Yeah. You know what? It's back on! It's back on!
Oh, the babysitter just called.
Oh, my God. You two are... Very good.
Oh, man, the Travs are out this week. They're in Amarillo on the road playing down there. They'll be back in town next week with a homestand. And then tomorrow, are you guys out tomorrow too? What's the deal tomorrow?
No, we're back in. We're back in until this weekend. We're going down to the NASCAR race. But then next Monday, Chuck, I don't know if you know, we'll do our show live from Atlanta, the side of where the NASCAR race will be, and then we'll fly back.
Then we'll head to Frisco,
Texas.
Frisco, Texas. Was a friend of mine.
That's about it. Thursday.
Tomorrow, Roger, we go to Mena.
Yeah.
At lunchtime, Chuck, to continue with our tour of 500 years of Arkansas restaurants. That's at the Skyline Cafe in Mena tomorrow.
Gas up the truck.
Summer tour sponsored by Oakland.
We need company money gas.
That's exactly right, Chuck. Oakland sponsors.
I'll get you the gas card and the key.
Thursday,
we got Drive Time Sports over at Harding University for the Sonic Air Raid presented by Double B's, and then Rogers Mainline Trivia Thursday night.
You know what? No Thursday night trivia this week either.
Shut up.
I know. There's no trivia this week. No trivia this week, and that is because there is a private party at inside Mainline, and they opted to not have trivia guy. So I say more hats off to you.
Let me tell you.
And if you're in the neighborhood and you want to try to crash a private party, I don't know who's checking.
They don't know what they're missing.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. So all this week, we've got a busy week at Morning Mayhem. They didn't just give us number one. We earned it, you know. So we got to continue it on.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
We don't stop. One. You know what?
Did you hear the big news?
I think Bill Bell...
The buzz. We're the Arkansas Times best of Arkansas.
How about that? Yeah. Radio station of the year with Arkansas Times.
Yeah. Are you serious?
We beat out everybody else. I didn't see our name in there.
Congratulations.
I thought not our show, but the station.
No, that's what I'm saying. Rising Tide.
I looked and I saw, NPR.
Yeah.
I saw Power 92. I said, I guess we're not even in there. And I looked at it. That was all in black, and we were in red right across the top. Like, yes. Yes.
How about that?
Front row. Way to go.
Very nice.
Well, hats off to everybody.
All right, we need to get a contestant. We've got our two state troopers are going to participate and play Family Feud today, brought to you by Southern Bank. What are we playing for before we hit the open?
Arkansas Travs.
Okay.
Next week.
Right? Okay.
What's the teams?
The teams are going to be, we're going to have Nick and Cody with our listener. And Chuck versus me and Christian.
And Chuck is with us. Okay.
661-1037. Let's go ahead and hit that open.
Hit that open, Christian. Boy.
One's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Yeah!
All right, 661-1037. You guys know about Family Feud, right? You know how it works.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I was thinking too, it'd be fun to get to give away too. Is get out of a ticket pass.
That's right.
To be fair, if one of us take you to jail, you've really earned it, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
That's a great point. How about, you know what? How about that? And on your way to jail, you get a sing-along with one of these guys. You know what?
The guy will be like, take me to the jail as
And when we're done with Family Feud, maybe we get the Mount Rushmore of songs for prison. You got Folsom Prison, obviously. What else would there be? What else? You're 21 in prison? Would you go Merle Haggard? Would you throw that?
Merle Haggard, Four Walls of Rayford.
Four Walls of Rayford?
I don't know that.
Skinnerd.
Look at you going deep on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a Rod song, man. He's got to hear that one.
Who was your favorite TV or movie cop? There was one that you that's I can sort of connect with that guy. Is anybody?
I probably shouldn't have watched it when I was a kid, but Police Academy was always.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was always a favorite.
Okay,
movie,
sure. Yeah. I think Bubba Smith was in that. What about you, Nick?
Oh yeah. Well, this wasn't a police officer, really. I guess he was a private investigator, but Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you.
Also a huge Raylan Givens fan from Justified. You know the FX show.
I haven't seen Justified. Yeah, Christian, you've seen it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I know about Justified, I tried to watch it the first episode, and then I lost interest. But I think the star of that was the guy he played, the actor with DiCaprio in the Western scene of our movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Timothy Olyphant.
I think that's him.
Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah. And he in that?
Yes. Yeah, and so is Walton Goggins.
That's great.
Yeah, they're both.
Walt Goggins is so great. He's so good.
Are we ready?
Do we have a contestant?
Don't have anybody yet.
All right, listen. That's why, Chuck, you got to call the Travelers and say, "Listen, we got it. We got to start throwing in some hot dogs and popcorn." Like
a family four pack.
You got to get four pack or
family
something.
Family four pack. Parking.
We can do four tickets.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think everybody's looking for a bargain these days.
You know, he's like that little boy in Sixth Sense. I see dead people. He's so innocent.
We'll wait on somebody.
Now listen, don't call at once and jam the lines.
All right, so guys, can you give me a little? Can you give me a little acapella?
Ooh, Seven Bridges Road.
Man,
we'll do it.
Oh, come on now.
Here we go.
Yeah,
let us do it.
All right, let me. Let's turn on that music if you can. Chris, go ahead and turn on that music for a second. All right. There are seven bridges road.
There you go.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Right. Yeah, it used to drive Tommy crazy. Yeah.
Just end it.
Because we would mess up the lyrics on it. Because it was.
That's not it.
I tell you what, I do want to do.
How it goes.
What'd you say? I know that. The one I want to do, this is one of my goals. When we get Justin Moore back, which hopefully soon, I'm going to get Christian and Roger. We're going to go out to Justin's house, and we're going to get Christian, Roger, Justin to sing that song that harmonized the beginning of that. I think all three of them together would be off the charts. I mean, you know which one I'm talking about, that song.
Yeah.
What's another one?
You do any Tony Orlando and Dawn?
what's something that you guys did last night?
Yeah.
Neon Moon?
Chasing that neon rainbow.
We got a
living at a honky tonk dream.
You want
to play the big room? You got to sing.
Just give me something that's easy. We're not asking for Prince. We have a little bit of Merle Haggard.
Little Ann Murray.
I don't know what you're
going to do. What are you going to do?
Let's do Neon.
All right.
Here we go.
You kick it off, Cody. You got it.
I don't even remember how it starts.
What do you want to do?
It's almost like the clock struck 12 now. They don't know how to play BSA
6.
You know what? And do your Merle Haggard. Do Merle Haggard. Do Ramblin'
Man. He said Neon Moon.
Holding you tonight. That's all I got.
For Neon Moon?
It'd be you and wrong, not doing right.
You don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink.
Putting me down, don't square no deal, baby.
Here we go.
At least you know the way I feel. Take all the money, honey, in the bank.
I think I'll just stay here and drink.
You get stopped by anybody in Arkansas State Police today. Sing Neon Moon. Say you heard it on this show.
Today only.
And today only.
I think if you had your guitar, one of you had the guitar out with that, does that help in the singing?
Yeah.
So we'll take a break and we'll come back.
We have a player, by the way.
Okay, well, let's play a play.
And wait till I start playing the air ukulele.
Boy, you don't even know.
Who's our contestant? Roger, we're going to have to hustle.
Give me your best, please. Daniel.
Daniel, good morning. Daniel, are you ready?
Let's go, guys.
All right, Daniel, here's the deal. Your name is your buzzer. You're going to be teamed up with
Daniel.
Nick, Cody. What did I say?
Wow. I don't know what
he's on.
Oh,
the game.
You just said, okay, you know, you just did it very good. He went ahead and I want you to hear how Chuck Gatlin gave me his buzzer many weeks ago.
Chuck!
See how that is? That
sounds awesome. Like he was being held captive.
That's right. That's
he was kidnapped or
that's
something.
Also his first night at Shawshank. One more time.
Chuck!
That is right.
Sister.
I don't
know.
All right, Daniel, you are the leader of your team, so whatever you say goes. Be the first one to chime in with your buzzer to give me one of the top five answers to this question. And, you guys, your name is your buzzer as well. It's you, Nick, Cody, Daniel, and Chuck going up against Baz and Christian. Name something that people get removed from their body.
David? Teeth.
Teeth. On the board, but it's number three. Two answers are higher than that, boys. Mm. Give another answer. 9 people said teeth. 37 people said the first one. 21 people said the second one. Name something people get removed from their body.
Guys, mole. A mole is going to be higher than teeth, y'all.
Kidney stones.
Okay. Kidney stones. You've got mole.
All right, Daniel.
Daniel, you're the leader. You want to take one of them or move out on your own?
Kidney stones. Let's go with that.
Kidney stones. Not on the board.
Wow.
So, that's right. So, control of the board remains with you, Chuck.
I want to pass.
They're going to pass it. So you're going to have to earn this ticket, these 4 tickets to the Travers, son. 3 strikes available. 4 answers remain. Name something that people get removed from their body.
Mole. We need to do the mole.
Yeah. Mole is number one. Number one on the board. 37 people said it. 21 people said the second answer. 9 people said the fourth. 8 people said the fifth answer. 3 strikes still available. Between you and a grand prize valued at somewhere between $5 million, name something that people get removed from their body.
Christian's giving me an idea, but I think he may be trying to steer me wrong. He said,
"What are you saying, man?
I'm not even going to say it."
How about it? Nick, you got something?
Piercing.
Yeah.
What are y'all saying?
He said remove a piercing?
Like a...
No. I don't think you can remove a piercing. You can remove a tattoo.
There, right there, number 2 on the board. You were in the ballpark over there. Wow. Number 2. 21 people said tattoo. 2 answers remain. The number 4 and the number 5 answer. Name something that people get removed from their body.
A splinter?
Spit it out,
yeah,
Daniel.
It's not bad. I'm thinking toenails, fingernails.
Toenails, fingernails.
Was it torture?
Toenails.
That's not a dumb answer.
You remove it from your body.
Tell me the answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who do you work for? We remove toenails. One strike. That is not on the board. That is not in the top 5. I'll put it to you that way.
Guys, you have
got it, Roger.
What is it?
Yes, sir.
Hair.
But it is on the board. It's number 6. It's number 6.
Listen,
so that's okay.
How about warts? You remove a wart.
Daniel, what do you think?
Let it fly. Warts
is number 4.
Wow.
The number 4 answer. All right, here it is. Now we're down to scrotum cutting time. 1 strike is left. 1 answer left.
Let's remove that, Roger.
Give me one answer. Give me one answer, you get the prize. Miss it, Baz and Christian get a chance to steal and rip your heart away. Give me one answer. Name something. On the board has been mole, tattoos, teeth, and warts. You skip number 4. Name something that can be removed from your body.
How many strikes do we have, Roger?
1.
2. This is it. I said it was down to...
Okay, listen.
Anything?
Go with me.
Guys, got in?
I still have mine, but I know a lot of kids growing up had to have their tonsils removed.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. That's a good one.
Yep. You like that?
Yep.
You like that? Daniel, you're the leader of this team.
Yeah, let's go.
You can either go with Chuck.
I like Chuck. Chuck's on the money. Let's go.
Do it. Chuck is on the money. Well, Daniel, do you want to go to the Travelers game?
Don't you say no.
You're going to the Travelers game. What that is. Tonsils. Nine people said tonsils. Hair was number six. Appendix was number seven. Mm. And gallbladder was number eight. Ladies and gentlemen, that is another edition of Family Feud.
Wow. Good job, Daniel.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Way to go, Charles.
I was zero.
Way to go, Chuck. Daniel, hold on and let Christian get your information. He's going to tell you how you can pick up your tickets.
Let's take the break, too, real quick.
It takes a few times to get in the rhythm. You did great.
It does.
Thanks to Southern Bank, Chris Roberts, our friend at Southern Bank, for sponsoring Family Feud for so many years. We'll come back and still hear these guys sing. We're going to get out the guitar at some point.
Well, we heard Nick sing this song that we're going to break with right now.
What is it? I never meant to call you. Oh, Lil Prince. I thought that was him. Yeah. All right, no, go ahead. 851. I don't want to one time see you like that. Oh.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online, overheaddooroflittlerock.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
All right, 8:56, we got a really short segment, like 60 seconds, guys, so we're good. We have to come back. We were along on the last one, so we'll have another top of the hour break for a few minutes, and we'll come back, and I think we got, what, 60 seconds. By the way, too, let me mention, we've got Sergeant Nick Brown and Captain Cody Williams that are going to perform here, but Colonel Mike Hager's here, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Kennedy is here, Major Philip Hydren is here, Captain Craig Teague is here, Captain Mike Gunnett's here. I think that's all the troopers representative here. Who's that?
Jason Aaron.
Oh, is that? Oh, yes. I mentioned him earlier today. Colonel Jason Aaron, who is the poster boy of a poster man.
Also known as The Wall.
Of all state troopers around the world. That's the guy that you if you created a robot. Yeah. That's how you want him to look.
You hang a TV on his back.
Put it this way. He's the guy that, you know, when you have a football team, you want him to get off the bus first. That's what you want to see. Yeah, he's always in great shape. You know, we got to, you know, you guys got to be around Jessica a lot when y'all were doing the thing that happened in Fort Ice. And so I know that Jason was super, and Mike, and you guys were really nice, and you were too. That was a real good learning experience for everybody, wasn't it? Yeah, coming up on, I think, 2 years on that, I think. Yeah, hard to believe. All right, we'll come back. If you just joined us, we're here at the Arkansas State Police, the brand new lodge where they're going to be training future state troopers. It is the nicest in America, and you can actually rent it out now. So if you want to call the Arkansas State Police and say, hey, I want to rent out the lodge, certainly do that. So it's a spectacular. We'll come back. Roger's got the camera set up. We're going to sing a little bit.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable performance last night.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, now it's almost you want to just come to the lodge to hear Nick and Cody. What about Nick, the band, Nick and Cody?
Wow.
In there.
Yeah.
You down for it? You good?
Yeah. And when do they come out with their new song? Buckle brush.
Buckle
rash. That's what it is.
All right.
Buckle rash. That's the other thing. That's something you get at Cupid's.
We'll be back in just a second. 9 o'clock.
Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
With hundreds of vehicles in stock across six brands, your next ride is waiting for you at Red River Auto Group. We know that the road ahead is important.